This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, his son better quit trying me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 44 years old and my boyfriend is 58. I moved in with him after we dated for 3 months. He believes it was love at first sight, and I was beginning to think that until I met his 40-year-old son. When my boyfriend asked me to move in, his son had a problem with it, and I would hear my boyfriend arguing with him on the phone. He thought his dad was moving too fast, and he told him that I'm a gold digger. My boyfriend is not rich at all, but he's financially stable, so of course that was appealing to me. I kept suggesting that my boyfriend's son come by the house to meet me, but he refused to come over. Then, out of the blue, he started following me on Instagram. I figured that was a start, so I followed him back. Days later, he DM'd me and asked if I would meet him without his dad around. I agreed to meet him for a drink, but I got his dad's approval first. He was happy that his son had a change of heart. I dressed like I would normally dress in my leggings and matching shirt with sneakers. His son gave me a long, tight hug and said he was sorry for being so evil toward me and he wanted to get to know me better. He commented on my ankle bracelet and said I was sexy from head to toe. Surely this man is sexy from head to toe too. He felt really good in all the right places when his body was pressed up against mine. Since that day, he told his dad that he's really impressed with me. He hasn't stopped DMing me, and he started sending me pictures of his outfits, asking what he should wear on dates. This isn't normal, and it's turning me on. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he better quit trying me. Should I tell my boyfriend what's going on? Well, you know, in this letter, you're hinting at a lot of things without actually saying what's really going on. But the question is, what are you doing? You say the son knows exactly what he's doing. So again, I ask you, what are you doing? Please don't do anything. Don't you dare do anything that could break up this father and son. And that could happen if you tell your boyfriend what you think his son is up to. Yes, his son is flirting with you. He finds you sexy, attractive, blah, blah, blah. blah, your ankle bracelet, all of that. But you, daddy's girlfriend, cannot cross that line. That's foul. The fact that you're even entertaining the thought of getting with his son is crazy. You're the adult here, and you're dating and living with this young man's father, okay? And you're getting turned on by his son's pictures. Please don't do this. Mess with his son, and you'll be homeless, basically, because you live with the dad, remember? Your man is not going to stand for this. I don't see how you don't see that. I mean, this is his son. Steve?
Shirley, you're 100% correct. Everything you said is spot on. I don't even really have a different view of this. I'm not. Lady, you've written us a letter saying a whole lot of everything without trying to say it. So you want me and Shirley to read between the lines. Well, okay, then let's go between the lines. You 44, your boyfriend 58. He thinks it was love at first sight, and I was beginning to think it was too. Until I met his 40-year-old son. Okay, now what that got to do with love at first sight between you and your boyfriend? Oh, I see. Because you, everybody you meet, you fall in love with at first sight. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me. Until I met his 40-year-old son. Now, when your boyfriend asked you to move in, his son had a problem with it. Thought his dad was moving too fast. Thought you was a gold digger. You said you're not, but he is financially stable. So you said, of course, that was appealing to you. Mm-hmm. I kept suggesting that the boyfriend's son come by the house, but he refused. Then out the blue, he started following you on Instagram. I figured that was a start, so I followed him back. Then he DM'd you and asked you if you would meet with him without his dad around. Now, right there, obviously something happening on your IG page. Boy, he done went, oh, okay, hold on. So meet with him without my daddy around. I agreed to meet him for a drink, but I got his dad's approval. Now, that was smart. But you 44 going to meet a 40-year-old man for a drink. Okay, that didn't sound like it might. Well, okay, I guess. He was happy that his son had a change of heart. I'm a little bit confused, though. Wait a minute, y'all.
What?
So if the son is 40 and you 50, okay, so he had the baby when he was 18.
18, yeah.
Okay, cool. My bad. I had the wrong number. His son gave me a long, tight hug and said he was sorry for being so evil towards me. He wanted to get to know you better, commented on your ankle bracelet, said I was sexy from head to toe. Then the lady turns the letter directly to Shirley. And she goes, Shirley, this man is sexy from head to toe, too.
Ooh.
And you heard Shirley's reaction. Ooh. And she fanned. And her voice is fainting. Ooh. So, yes, y'all can relate. He felt really good in all the right places when his body was pressed up against mine. Lady, we know what you're saying. We know exactly what mm-hmm. you're saying. And ever since that day, he told his dad he was impressed with you. He started DMing you, showing your outfits. He knows what he's doing. Should I tell my boyfriend what's going on? When we come back, I'll tell you that.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his son, better quit trying me. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. His son better quit trying me.
Well, this letter is about this 44-year-old woman moved in with her 58-year-old boyfriend. He has a 40-year-old son whose son told him, "You're moving too fast. This woman's a gold digger." She says she's not, but her 58-year-old boyfriend is financially stable. So that was an appeal to him. She told the boys, younger guys always had a problem with her. He said, "Come by the house and meet." She said, "Come by the house and meet me." He refused. But then he started following her on Instagram. She followed him back. The DM'd her and asked her to meet for drinks. They met. She told the boyfriend she was going to meet with him. He was happy because his son now had a different view of it. They went out to lunch for drinks and hugged each other. And he felt good in all the right places. He told her she was sexy from head to toe. She told Shirley he was sexy from head to toe, too.
Ooh.
Now he's sending her pictures of outfits he wearing on dates, asking her what she think. Now she say he know what he doing. He better stop trying me. Then he wants to know, should I tell my boyfriend what he's doing? Well, are you also gonna tell your boyfriend what you doing?
Right. You know, that's right.
That you entertaining this? That you find him sexy and attractive? Are you going to tell your boyfriend all this? I don't think you are. So if you're going to tell him the whole thing, don't tell him nothing. I think what you do is you need to quit playing this cat and mouse game, because you're going to be the mouse. You dealing with two, and one of them an old tomcat. And that's your man. And then you dealing with Alley Cat. That's his son. Now, you the only mouse on the game board. What you think gonna happen? Shirley said it right. If you tell him, you're gonna mess around and be homeless. But if you continue this antics like you're doing, if you continue to entertain this like you're doing, if you keep trying to play around, here we go around the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go around the mulberry bush. Keep on. Little Sally Walker sitting in, okay. All this, you know what's going to happen. You going to end up with the boyfriend and the boyfriend's son. And you ain't that much woman.
That's just too much.
You can stop playing this game, little girl, because this ain't going to work out for you. I don't know what else to tell you. This just is not going to work. And should you tell him no, unless you're going to tell him the whole thing?
Because you've
been playing back now. Because now when he send you the pictures of the outfit of what you could wear, what have you been saying in your comments?
Because the reason he keeps sending you outfits is because you keep making a comment on the outfit.
And Steve, she said it turned her on.
I like the way them beige pants fit. Who is she? I sure wish it was me. Mm-hmm. See, that's what you're typing back. So unless you're going to show that, you can't tell this man that his son is trifling and not tell him you trifling too. Ooh. So you're in a dilemma. If I were you, I would find a way to just stop. Cut off all contact with the boy and go and live your life with this man. Or just leave the man alone and go on where you was at. But then you're going to have the young boy over at the house.
Wow.
See, so, lady.
This is a mess.
I don't know how you roll us and what you think we're going to do, but I think you're kind of tricky, so I'm going to just let you have this here. Any questions, anybody? Anybody want to comment?
But the boy is still DMing her, Steve. He's still DMing because she's encouraging him.
Huh?
You know, she says the boy is still DMing her.
Oh, yeah, because of the comments she's making back mm-hmm. about the outfits. Yeah. He's sending the opinion of his outfit, mm-hmm. and she's commenting back, and he going, okay, got him. What right. about this one?
Yeah. She was up to no good. And don't be putting my name in this, Shirley. He was fine.
No,
from
Shirley.
Don't put my name in there.
Shirley.
What?
She needed some backup.
Uh-huh. He might be cute, but that doesn't mean you got to get with him just because he's cute.
Well, I think it's a compliment to you that mm-hmm. she wants your opinion because I think it's cougar talk.
I'm not a cougar.
I think it's cougar talk. And she will, well, Shirley, if you this 40-year-old boy now, come on now. I think it's cougar
talk. You can admire the fact that he's fine. That's all, and keep him.
Well,
moving.
And that's how cougars do. See, I didn't know you could do that.
That's how cougars do what?
You know, they admire each other's work.
You can just admire, like you admire a fine woman. Same thing.
You don't have
just
to
admire
act
a fine
on
young
it.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she acting on it though.
She hasn't done anything yet, so please don't do it.
I'm a cougar.
all y'all on this show, cougars.
Yeah, I'm holding my husband.
Two of y'all is cougars, but one of y'all is a hermit.
I'm not a cougar. You can comment.
Hermit.
You can comment on today's letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.